Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I made a huge ethical mistake and didn't tell my partner that I have genital herpes. Now he has herpes. What should I do?
Thanks for your question. Many women and men find it challenging or embarrassing to talk about sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, even if they themselves have never had an STI. It can be a more difficult conversation to have, but a necessary one if one happens to have an STI. Unfortunately, STIs have been stigmatized in ways in many cultures, including here in the United States, that have made some people worry about approaching a potential partner with STI information. In this instance, you chose not to provide your partner with important information about your health, and now he has herpes. We consider Kinsey Confidential to be an information service rather than an advice service, so we can't and won't tell you what to do. However, we would absolutely encourage you to develop open and honest communication with your partner and to support him in ways that encourage his health. Even though you may be afraid to be honest with your partner, telling him that you have herpes too may help him to feel less alone, even though he may initially be angry with you or feel resentful. It is possible that your relationship will be enormously strained. You two may even break up or decide to stop seeing each other. Then again, being able to make yourself vulnerable to him and honest with each other may end up strengthening your relationship over time. There is no way to predict his reaction or what course your relationship may take. However, part of being responsible about sexual health involves being open and honest with your partners. Scientists have made enormous progress related to herpes in recent years. Treatment is now available that can greatly reduce the risk of outbreaks as well as transmission. You and your partner may both want to check in with a healthcare provider for more information. That said, as far as we have come with treatment, it's up to women and men to learn to live with herpes and to manage it in responsible ways with their sexual partners. You can learn more about herpes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, which is cdc.gov, or from the American Social Health Association website, which is ashastd.org.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.